I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock Podcast. Here we go. With Jim Jim and Nobby.
Congratulations to them.
The showbiz of this morning. Riley Clark wasn't exactly known for his vocal talents on The X Factor, and that doesn't reflect too well on Westlife. He revealed that he was in a tribute group to Westlife before hitting the big time.
That's hardly their fault, though.
Sure, people who are wearing Westlife are in a tribute group to Westlife now.
Who's wearing Westlife?
McFadden and...
Oh, wearing Westlife, right,
yeah,
sorry.
They do a kind of tribute to Boyzone and Westlife.
Boys Life, it's called, isn't it?
Yeah, they have an album and everything coming. To his radio show, asked if Ryan, who had been in the group and sat on the caller's lap during a visit to Ibiza... He said, that was me, that assault with you in 2009. If you saw a Westlife show, I'd have sat on your knee during Mandy, or you raised me up because I did a little Irish jig halfway through when I went down into the audience. Look, we've all had...
He's an entertainer.
An entertainer.
It's his job.
He's a big guy to be sitting on people's knees, though.
I don't know how tall he is, yeah.
He seems quite tall.
He'd play a great villain in Panto. He just has a villain head in him.
He looks like that French footballer as well.
Who's the French footballer?
There's French footballers, bits of them, can't remember his name.
Right.
Jamie Lynn Spears, still banging on about it, prepares to read private text messages from her sister, Brittany.
She's got memoirs to sell, Jim.
What a sister. Imagine you're just recovering from a major issue, breakdowns and mental health issues, and your sister starts reading out your text messages for cash. Well done, Jamie Lynn.
By the way,
your ma's proud of you.
The name of her podcast, after everything that's happened, is called Her Daddy.
Who's Jamie Lynn's?
Yeah.
She has a podcast.
Called Call Her Daddy.
Call Her Daddy.
Yeah.
Let's get into it. Okay. You have a text message that clears your name from your sister. Can you pull out your phone and read that recent text from Brittany?
Do I have my phone?
She says to me,
yeah, yeah.
What happened to pray for Brittany and save Brittany and be
kind?
They were the fans. This is her sister.
Her sister's clearly not a fan as much. By the way, I might be overdoing it. It's someone else's podcast, but still, calling her daddy's a bit weird.
But it's her sister.
I want to know what she said now. They're trying to make you go to the podcast.
Oh, you should have.
What do you think it said?
If you love Brittany, don't listen to that podcast.
Everyone have a guess. What when Jamie Lynn just goes there, pulls out the phone, what do you think the message from Brittany says? Screw you.
Well, that would be the message I'd be sending her now, yeah?
Yeah.
If you love Brittany, don't ever listen to Jamie Lynn. She's a wagon.
Ed Sheeran literally works everywhere and in mysterious ways. Girl, I'd rather go find somewhere quiet. You glow. Now, it does take a while to pop up on this song. I know you're hearing it straight away here, but... I'm a gain on me, so... It's called Peru.
This is Fireboy and Ed Sheeran, and they're number one in the UK. Another number one.
Yes.
So he's just had a number one with Elton, now he's gone with Fireboy.
And Fireboy is a Nigerian singer. He's probably on the song for nearly 2 minutes before Ed comes in.
It's good, though. I can hear Ed. So is this something to do with Elton's or to Ed's album, or this is just a throwaway?
No, it's more. This is
a collab.
Fireboy featuring Ed Sheeran. Yeah. I suppose you call it a collab, yeah.
Does he have like a plan? Does he have a wall planner the way everyone else would have, like ideas for shows and sort of?
Probably does have one of those year planners, yeah.
Beginning of January, we have number one with Fireboy. End of January, we'll probably do a collab with Adele.
2 weeks in August.
That's on the cards.
Booked off for holidays. Yeah. Maybe three, actually.
Oh, that's the tour. 5 years on tour. Man.
No, when you hear that song in full, though, like
it sounds good, yeah.
You could do many different kind of sounds and styles. It's.
I don't mind that at all now. Mm. I'd prefer that to a lot of his. His regular stuff.
We don't have a Strawberry Pig of the Week, I don't think, do we?
Well, there you go, Fireboy. It's number one in the UK.
It's 6:55. That is Dish the Dirt for now. It's FM104.
Dublin's FM104. It's the Strawberry Alarm Clock. It's Tuesday morning, 18th of January. A little bit of love.
A little bit of love from Tom Grennan. The day that Ashley Murphy will be laid to rest, and the day that the country, I think universally, we'll be observing a moment at 11 o'clock to remember. So we've had the vigils, we've had the moments last Friday also. There's been so much talk, but today's a day that I suppose is for our family and for everyone to just remember and hope for change.
And schools and businesses and everybody's going to be observing a minute's silence at 11 o'clock this morning. So just be aware of that. Hunting for Aisling's killer's weapon. Gardaí hunting for Aisling Murphy's killer has seized a glass bottle bank in a bid to find a weapon brandished at the murder. She was the light of our lives, the front page of the Irish Sun. Tragic Aisling Murphy was described by her family as the light of our lives ahead of her funeral today. The funeral will be attended by the President, the Taoiseach.
Minister for Justice, Helen McEntee.
Yeah. I haven't seen a funeral or a story that sort of kind of united the country as much as this one.
Still very, very shocking. There hasn't been a day since it happened where people haven't just made conversation of something else, just the conversation has turned to it.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anybody who hasn't been affected by it.
Looking at some of the other stories that are around this morning, COVID lockdown. A lot of blokes during the COVID lockdowns have been saving their cash and they're getting their locks transplanted.
Oh, yes.
Hair transplant experts have combed through new figures to find that demand for the surgical top-ups have surged by 50% during the COVID-19 pandemic. I think teeth operations, hair operations.
Yeah, tummy operations.
What's that, the gastric band thing?
Some people are having a gastric band and some people are having what they're called tummy tucks. Gastric band, which is a relatively risky procedure.
Is it?
But I suppose for people, maybe all else has failed or...
I don't know anything about gastric bands now, but I saw a fella on TV and he was eating a chip. Like it was a french fry. Yeah. And he was having a nibble.
He'd be full.
He was eating it for 20 seconds. Then he was taking a break for 20 seconds. Then he was having another nibble.
Yeah.
But like... Yeah, I mean,
Your stomach is a fraction of the size it was, and I've asked some people that have had it done, and you can still enjoy food, but you really wouldn't be having any sort of level of what you had before, like a dinner plate full, just wouldn't be possible.
Yeah,
so I don't know.
That's why some people have to do it for medical reasons or whatever, because they just have a problem with food.
Yeah, you might have. And people have. Digestion issues and stuff, but and the medical areas in places like Turkey are very high tech, very advanced, and it's a fraction of the cost of the same procedures. What might cost you somewhere between 10,000 and 20,000 euro in Ireland for your hair might be 2,500 euro in Turkey.
I remember hearing Hector on the Tommy and Hector and Larita.
Does he get it done?
Podcast. No. He said he was getting a flight back from Istanbul.
Yeah.
And everybody's head was bleeding because they were all getting it done. So everybody was like, they had little special hats on or whatever.
Well, they look like they're bleeding. They're kind of like red dots.
Red dots. Yeah. So
but they have a little band.
You look across
player.
The heads and it's like there's an awful lot of men flying back to Ireland from Istanbul with the job done or half done.
Yeah.
Bammy end to the month, but it won't last. Ireland is set for an unusually warm end to January. It's very cold this morning. A lot of ice on the roads this morning.
Yes, and looking at bits of it, I'm sure the graders were doing everything they could, but it did look like there was. If it looks a bit shiny to you, if it's shining back at you, there's a good chance there's black ice on that.
Yeah, I saw a lot of shiny roads this morning. Anyway, we're going to have an unusually warm end to this month before we're brought back down to earth with a Baltic start to February. Next week, we'll see a period of high pressure that's kicking in and sticking around. A spokesperson said, the high pressure will be maintained, but migrating to the west with north or northwesterly airflow over the country. That's how weather people speak.
That is how they all speak. And in case you didn't see it, but the good news looks like pubs and restaurants will be getting the all clear to open until midnight earlier than expected.
Good.
Before the end of the month.
Good. So, well, that makes complete sense.
Yes, it does.
The peak is passing or past, so
let's try and live our lives somewhat again.
Yes.
That's the news. It's 7:16 on F104. Good morning.
You've heard of Cardi B, now meet Cardi C.
Who's Cardi C?
Cardi C is her sister.
Oh, yeah.
Well, she's not called Cardi C.
Cardi.
Her name's Hennessy.
Okay.
So she's called Cardi B, which is Cardi.
Yeah.
And the other one's Hennessy. So they're named after boozes. Always drink responsibly with those sisters.
They are. Very expensive boozes.
And they're pictured, they're resting each other. They're resting their bottoms against each other's bottoms.
Okay. It's a good way to keep warm, in fairness.
And they're both wearing similar glasses.
It is minus one.
She became famous, the sister Hennessy, on a US reality show called Love and Hip Hop.
Okay.
And she's an
famous for being her sister, though, no?
Yeah, she was Cardi's occasional babysitter as well. And the sisters both share a love of twerking. And
the sisters both share a love of twerking.
Well, Hennessy could easily start releasing songs, I would imagine. If Cardi helped her out and stuff like that.
Good platform to launch, at least, anyway, yeah.
Like, you'd know they were sisters. They're spits of each other.
Right.
Hennessy is kind of got blonde hair at the moment.
Okay. Well, it's good to know if I pass her on the street, Jim. I'll go, there's Hennessy.
There's Hennessy. You're not Cardi, are you?
No,
Hennessy.
It is a beverage that gets mentioned lots in rap songs, so it kind of makes sense.
Was there an Irish singer, female singer, called something Hennessy?
I'm sure there was, Jim, but not in the same cool sense, though. I'm sure there was.
I saw a great film, Irish film, right?
Yeah.
It's been out about a year, but I didn't. So you know that when you send away for packages, sometimes you get that Prime.
Packages.
Yeah, you get Amazon Prime for free.
Oh, good man, you've reminded me to cancel my free trial before the 30 days are up.
So I get Amazon Prime, right, for free or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And I forgot I had it.
And then you know why you have that?
Why?
Because you're paying for something else somewhere.
Right, I'll look into that.
They don't just give it to you because they like you.
Okay. So I went on and I was flicking through some of the Amazon Prime stuff that you can watch.
Yes.
And there's some good stuff there. And I was watching, at the weekend, I watched this Irish film called Dating Amber.
Yeah.
And it's a cracker. It's a great Irish film. You should check it out if you get a chance. It came out about a year ago. So it's all about, do you remember, what's the show with the
94% on Rotten Tomatoes.
What's the name of the show that where the there was the fellow with the GA shorts and he was going out with and he had the chain?
Normal People.
So in Normal People, did you watch Normal People?
5 minutes of it.
There's an episode where they go to Italy and there's a fellow who fancies the girl in it and he's a bit of a louser. He's a horrible fella.
Yeah.
And he has a bit of a tantrum in this Italian place.
It's Paul Mescal Diggum.
It's not. No, there's some kind of hoo-ha. Anyway, this I can't remember this guy's name, but he's the actor. He's the main guy in this. He plays a young guy who's in a. He's a gay guy in an Irish school, very homophobic.
His friend is also gay,
as most Irish schools are. He's gay, but he hasn't come out yet. And he befriends a girl who's also gay, and they're sick of getting homophobic taunts.
So they pretend they're with each other.
Yeah, so they pretend they're going out. It's really funny. It's very moving. It's brilliant. And you should check it out. I'm telling you, this is it. Forgive me. I don't know the names of all the actors in it, but the guy and the girl are absolutely brilliant.
Fiona O'Shea and Lola Pettigrew.
That's it.
And Sharon Horgan is also.
Yeah, but Sharon Horgan's the boy's mother. And great cast. And just a great film. It's really, really, it's funny and it's very moving. And it's, you know, if you know anyone who's gone through that in school,
yeah,
it'd be bang on to watch.
Barry Ward is in it. He's been in a good few bits.
Do you remember Moon Boy?
Yeah.
Do you remember Moon Boy's best friend?
Is that Ian O'Reilly?
There was a kid in Moon Boy who was very funny.
Is he Kev in this?
he's unfortunately the most homophobic bully in the school.
Right.
But it's done very funny, so you should give it a go. Highly recommend.
Yeah. And you might again see things through the eyes of other people.
Yes.
You know, by watching it.
Yes.
So Dating Amber, get it on the Prime. Seems to be the only place. Yeah, that is your man who plays the bully, Ian O'Reilly. He's the head of a bully in Vernon.
He's excellent.
Mouth even looks like a bully.
Everybody in it is really, really good. So,
Dating Amber. What's it called? Dating Amber.
Dating Amber. Amazon Prime. Give it a go.
Get into your face. It's 7:24. It's F104. For those of us who watched the Adele thing, what was that show called again? Like Up Close and Personal with Adele or whatever with Adele, where Teach came out.
Graham Norton, was it?
Everyone cried. No,
oh, the thing she did.
Year, remember?
Yeah.
Whatever. Live with Adele, whatever. Anyway, like we kind of maybe from that you feel you understand a bit more of her backstory, where she came from. You know, you see her school teacher and all that. She's kicking off a residency in Vegas on Friday. And you know the Hyde Park gigs that people were giving about the price of tickets for?
Yeah.
The cheapest ticket for the Vegas gig is €850. And the most expensive ticket is €10,000 to see her in Caesar's Palace. Yeah.
If Prince came back from the dead, I wouldn't buy 800 quid to see him.
I thought you were going to say 10 grand. You wouldn't pay 50.
No.
Ah, you would.
850.
If you came back from the dead.
Yeah, would you?
What's it like? Ah, what?
Yeah, would
Come
you?
Come on, like.
Would I be there front row?
850.
But not 10 grand.
I thought you were going to go for the 10. I was like, okay, fair enough, yeah.
There's nobody alive I would spend 850 quid to see. Nobody.
So, now, it's not the first time she's been there. She did do a gig at MGM Park Theatre 2017 to 2019. She got €835,000 per gig back then.
Oh yeah, I can well imagine that.
If tickets are 10 grand. I don't know how many people buy the 10 grand ones now. It could be loads of 850s.
She puts on a good show. Like it's full, you know, it's a full show, full light sound, the whole shebang.
The whole shebang. Now I know there are some famous female artists who have who do Vegas residencies. Celine Dion has done them for a long time. Britney Spears has done them for a long time. But Adele will now be the highest paid female act ever play Vegas.
Yeah. Well, it makes sense because when people go to Vegas for a holiday, you can see like some of the best entertainers in the world.
Everyone I know except me has gone to Vegas.
I've never been. Sometimes they do two shows in a day.
Yeah,
like you know, so she'd be hanging around the hotel a lot, but she's coining it.
Yeah, I'd imagine for the 10 grand ones, you get to meet her, or like I was talking about the meet and greets last week, maybe you get photographs with her, maybe even get to have dinner at her table or something.
10 grand. You'd want to be writing a song with her.
And now it's an intimate enough venue because it's 4,200. I don't know what we have in Dublin.
Every seat's a good seat there. That's the board gosh.
Is that 4,000?
Something like that.
Okay.
It?
I was thinking that kind of vibe, all right.
Maybe the board gosh is slightly smaller, but yeah, it'd be that kind of vibe. Big show, though.
Yeah, I'd say it would be, yeah.
Big production. It'd be like a three arena show in a smaller venue.
If you're going there over the next 3 or 4 months, it's Fridays and Saturdays at Caesars, and she's doing it every week until the middle of April. So if you're going to ever want to see Adele, I mean, that's a pretty cool place to see her.
If you have a friend who loves Adele, right? What an amazing surprise would it be if you brought them to Vegas and didn't say. And then
you could be on the slots. You win the money for Adele.
Yeah, on the slots. We're going out tonight. I'm going to take you to a show. What are we going to see? Oh, it's a surprise. Yeah. And the next thing,
you like it though.
Imagine if you could sneak somebody into an Adele gig without them realizing to the last minute. That'd be good. 850 quid though. Her hand.
What she gets while she's there, as a part of her, you know, her contract, or whatever, she gets a suite that's €35,000 a night. She has a personal butler. And she gets free food and drink for her and any of her pals in her party at any Caesars venue anywhere in Vegas. And they get their own personal casino executive. I wouldn't say you're going to bump into...
It'd be very, very comfortable. I think the old Adele would prefer free food and drink. The new Adele probably wouldn't put too much of a dent in it.
Yeah, but if she brings family, they'll all...
Oh yeah, if she brings the family, they'll have a hoolie.
Now, it's still not quite as much as Bruno Mars gets. He gets almost €900,000 per gig, and there's some more legendary singers like Elton John and stuff that still get quite a few quid for it.
I have to see. One of my things now at the moment is Silk Sonic Live on YouTube. If they come to Ireland, I have to go. They are fantastic.
They are. They're doing well. Anderson .Paak, anyways, not full Silk Sonic. They're Marley Park this summer.
Anderson .Paak on his own, is it?
Yeah. Yeah, I think there was different support acts.
I'd like to see Anderson .Paak, yeah, but Silk Sonic, yeah, they are my favourites right now.
There was different acts for different European venues, and Dublin was getting Anderson .Paak, which was pretty cool. So yeah,
if it's a festival, it'd be Anderson .Paak.
It would be, Jim, yes. Tent pack. If you've ever been to Vegas, who did you see? What was it like? Was it worth it? Like, because I'm sure no matter who it is, the tickets aren't exactly 50 quid a go. Like, I'm just being nosy. Never been, you know?
Everyone I know who's been to Vegas says it's weird.
Good weird?
Yeah. It's always on, and you're in the middle of a desert and it's odd.
I'd give it a go just to see.
Yeah.
Flow over it once. Good story. It's quarter date in F104 dish. The dirt's coming up.
Okay there. Bradley Cooper says filming nude scenes in Nightmare Alley was pretty heavy. The film features Cooper's first ever full frontal nude scene, everybody.
What do you mean, everybody?
Well, if that's what you're into, Bradley Cooper's in the nip. Guillermo del Toro, Nightmare Alley is in cinemas this weekend. It packs quite a cast between Bradley Cooper, Cate Blanchett, Toni Collette, who's just fantastic, William Dafoe, fantastic, or Willem, I should
Willem.
Say. Willem.
It's his cousin.
There's some other guy called William Dafoe, so he had to drop an L. Willem.
Is that the reason?
Yeah, Ron Perlman, loads of people. Bradley is at the top of the billing in the psychological thriller. He plays Stanton Carlyle, an ambitious and manipulative carny who meets his match with a psychiatrist, Dr. Lilith Ritter.
Lilith Ritter.
Anyway, he has a bit of a ding-dong with Toni Collette.
Okay. Could you blame?
And you see all of Bradley.
Now, can you see all of Bradley? Because the cinemas have to close by 8 o'clock. So, are you even allowed?
Well, you start early. You go in at 6.
Yeah, but...
You'll have seen everything Bradley has to offer before 8 o'clock.
Is he allowed to do that?
What, get in the nip-nip?
Well, before 8 o'clock. Britney Spears may finally have freed herself from her dad's control, but her little sister now... It's like, it's really weird that Jamie Lynn... So suddenly that part of her life has been parked, and you think she's got her freedom again, and then another family member comes out to have a go.
Yeah.
It's so bizarre.
It's really not cool.
She was paranoid, and please stop with all these crazy lies. Only a scum person makes these things up, has been Britney's response to it. Of course, she does have the book out called Things I Should Have Said... So she makes a series of shocking claims about her big sister, including how Britney took a knife and locked them both in a room when Jamie Lynn was just 12. There's an awful lot of issues there.
I don't think we should mention Jamie Lynn anymore. Jamie Lynn's trying to make money from her sister who's not well. That's not cool.
It seems to be the case, all right, Jim.
It ain't cool.
It ain't cool, Jim. You're right.
Cowell makes a Swiss of flag. So Simon Cowell, they're back now doing Britain's Got Talent. I thought he was gone from TV, but he's not. Williams is there, Alicia Dixon, Amanda, and Simon. They're all back. And Simon was ridiculed by David Walliams when he failed to recognise the English flag at an audition.
But Simon Cowell is English, isn't he?
Yeah. So how would you not recognise your
flag of his own country?
The Little Britain comic yelled at his fellow judge, "You idiot, what country are we in now? England." Simon was shamed when a 5-year-old called Charles was showcasing his knowledge of national banners, and they put the St. George's cross up, which is the English flag, and he thought it was for Switzerland.
Wow.
It's his own flag. Now, I know he spends a lot of time in LA.
Yeah, but come on,
how do you not know that?
He's not meant to be a fool. Good man, Simon.
Unless he was doing it for the crack, just to ratings, darling.
And Lady Gaga will bring you the audio because she's done a little speech about it in the next dish, The Dirt. But she has won an Icon Award for at the Palm Springs Film Festival. And she says this award is an honour and a reflection of you all. So she doesn't even want it for herself.
Fair play to her.
She wants to give it back to her fans and those who have helped her along the way.
Well done, Gaga.
All right, so PCR, I love you, is coming up after 8 o'clock this morning. Kids, we'll be looking to chat to you, as we always do. We'll be nodding our noggins. And, as always, €1,000 on Instagram. 10 questions? Well done, Jim.
Not yet.
Okay.
They're fresh out of the oven now in a second.
Okay, just let them rest for a second. That's on the way after 8 o'clock. It's F104.
Des Kelly Interiors winter sale is now on. Thinking new bed or mattress for the new year? We have a huge range in stock with up to 60% off. How about some new wood floors? They'll feel even nicer with up to 50% off. And carpets or vinyl? There's up to 40% off those too. And 20% off rugs. Quality really does cost less at the Des Kelly Interiors winter sale. Now on.
So a lot of you will have been through this, over the last little while, unfortunately. But
the drive-through ones are my favourite.
The drive-through, yes, yeah. Just drive down there. So this is the follow-up to P.S. I Love You. This is the new movie that you can all go and see very soon. It's PCR I Love You.
The sequel to P.S. I Love You. PCR I Love You.
How are you doing here?
How are you doing? I'm here for the PCR.
Yeah, no worries. Can I see your tax there, please?
Yeah, hang on.
Yeah, no worries.
There it is there.
Ah, fair play to you. Right, just go down the road here and you pull into that bay there.
Okay, thanks.
All right.
Cheers.
Have a great swab.
PCR, I love you.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, yeah, thanks.
Come here, could you just remove your mask for me, please?
Yeah, no problem. There you go.
Okay, I'm just going to swab the back of your throat. I'm sure you know how this goes. Open wide. One, two, three, four, five. Well done. Great stuff.
Jesus.
You smell lovely. That's lovely aftershave you have on.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. Gonna go up your nose now. Hold still.
Okay.
One, two, three, four, five.
Jesus.
You don't mind me saying, you've a gorgeous pair of nostrils on you. Has anyone ever told you that?
No, nobody's ever said that for me before.
PCR, I Love You. The story of a man who went for a swab and became a heartthrob.
Here's some complimentary tissues for you, pet.
Oh, thanks very much. Didn't know I was getting free tissues.
My eyes are watering. Sorry.
I know this is really inappropriate, but on one of those tissues you'll find my phone number. Maybe you'd drop me a WhatsApp sometime.
Really?
Yeah. It's just something about your nostrils.
Thanks very much. I'll give you a shout tomorrow then.
I'd like to see your nostrils, you know, more up close and personal.
Will you be wearing that mask?
Will you be wearing that mask? Look, WhatsApp.
I have
tomorrow.
To go now, okay?
I need to see
I have to go.
Properly right. What's behind that mask.
Sorry, I have to go.
I love you.
All right, let's put my mask back on.
I love you.
Don't even get a lollipop.
I love you so much.
All right, okay, bye.
Love is a rose. Then she stuck it up his nose. Sometimes true love is just a viral test away. PCR, I love you.
I love you.
Weirdo. It's a bit like P.S. I Love You because it's got dodgy Irish accents and all. Sorry.
The Strawberry Alarm Clock on FM 104.
Dublin's hit music station.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra.
Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It is the Strawberry Alarm Clock at 7 to 4.
Yes,
everybody's always saying, oh, lads, you know, I'd love to play the old Instagram. I'm brilliant at it. I never get through. Today?
You want to change the rules?
Today's your chance.
What?
10 questions.
60 seconds.
€1,000.
FM 104's Instagram.
With MissQuote.ie. Committed to delivering great value car insurance. See what you can save at MissQuote.ie.
So this morning's contestant has their phone turned off.
So instead of not doing it, let's give you the question. Now, this isn't for €1,000 because I can't check if you're Googling. So this is just for fun.
Okay.
It's for a signed cuddle mug by a celebrity, a mystery celebrity.
I'll have to go into the press and check after Instagram who the mystery will be.
And there's some great ones. There's some absolutely incredible ones.
Yeah.
So it's a mystery celebrity. You won't know who you're going to get till you get it. And this is it's a cuddle mug, so, you know.
It'd be great if you could do it for the thousand, but as you say, it's just we couldn't moderate it.
No. So what we'll do is we'll give you the questions the way we normally do, but we'll leave a little gap.
Okay.
And you write down all the answers one at a time.
Right.
So just, they're nice and handy today.
And you have to WhatsApp them in.
WhatsApp in
all 10.
All your 10 answers. And whoever gets all 10 answers correct first will get that signed cuddle mug.
Okay. So do we have to leave the gaps a little bit longer? So we'll give you like maybe 5 seconds to type these in.
Yeah.
Okay. So best thing to do is maybe either get your WhatsApp out now.
You don't even have to put the numbers on them, right? Just if you can do them and just, you know, hit returns on underneath each one.
Or put it on your notes and then send us your
notes. Yeah. So don't send your answers in until you have all 10. Don't send in 1, 2, 3, 4. Send one text with all the answers. The notes is a great idea, actually. Yeah, copy and paste it from your notes into your WhatsApp.
So it's Insta-signed cuddle mug grand.
Yeah. For one day only.
If we could do a grand.
It would be deadly. If we can work out a way to do this for a grand, we will do it.
Okay, is everyone ready? Right? 60 seconds start now.
The game starts in 3, 2, 1.
How many goals are there in a hat trick?
What mode of transport is a BMX? No, it's people send us in the answers straight away. You have to give us all 10.
Wait for all 10. Don't send in the answers now. What animal is famous for storing their nuts in winter?
Storing their nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Their nuts.
Yes.
Right, okay, right. Castlebar is in which county? They won the lotto at the weekend, this county.
That was question 4. Question 5. True or false? David Walliams is allergic to tomatoes. True or false?
For question 6. What's the name of the building that monks live in? Bit of a long word there. You might need to spell that quick.
Question 7. If you were in the city of Tokyo, what country would you be in? Don't send in your answers yet. You're only fooling yourself.
What do you call the profession that specialises in stuffing animals? It's a classic, Jim. It's a classic.
It's a classic. I love it.
Yeah.
Oh. That was question 8. Question 9. Cinco is the Spanish word for which number?
Cinco.
Cinco. Don't send in the answers yet. Wait till you have all 10.
It's 10 questions, lads. It's 10 questions.
10 questions.
Good job, you're not playing for real. And for question 10, name both of Bart Simpson's sisters.
Both of them.
So, goals in a hat trick, mode of transport is a BMX, animals store their nuts in winter.
Are you giving the answers here?
What?
You're giving the answers here?
No.
You just did.
For what?
Oh, yeah, sorry, go ahead. Go ahead, carry
on.
Are
you okay? Are you well?
I'm not really well, no.
Castlebar is in which county? True or false, David Williams is allergic to tomatoes. The name of the building that monks live in. If you're in Tokyo, what country would you be in? City of Tokyo. What's the profession that stuffs animals?
Cinco.
And both the Bart Simpson sisters.
Best luck, everybody. You'll get a signed cuddle mug. Whoever gets the first one, all 10 right. Well, it's going to be a while before I can sift through these.
If I find something else useful in the press, you can have that as well.
Yeah.
Okay, doing a bit of a clear out anyway. A lot of you WhatsApped in your answers.
Man,
wow.
Alive, you liked that, didn't you?
Whoever's stuck for a caller again who bottles out, we know what to do.
That's the way to do it. So many of you sent in the answers. So many of you were correct. They were handy, weren't they?
They they're all right.
Let's go through the answers now.
Morning, Adam.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good.
Looks like you were the first person in with some answers for us.
Well, let's just hope they're all right.
You're pretty fast on the old fingers, aren't you?
I'd like to think so.
How come? Do you type for a living?
I do. Right. I'm an expert spoofer.
Not sure. You're talking to two other ones.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Where are you?
Do you know what? I just pulled in. I was getting diesel for the car.
How much does that cost you?
Too much.
Yeah.
So you were just... your fingers of flames there a minute ago.
Yeah, that's it.
Do you use the glove when you're getting diesel?
No.
Smell of diesel on your hand all day.
That's it. Real man.
Smell of diesel off you.
Yeah, exactly.
Man. Right, Jim, come on. What were the 10 questions?
There are 3 goals in a hat trick.
Yeah.
A BMX is a bicycle. They're nice and handy, the first few. The animal famous for storing their nuts in winter is a squirrel.
You did say storing their own nuts now.
Well, storing nuts. Castlebar is in County Mayo. That's where the winning lottery ticket was won.
Yeah.
Castlebar of Gold, they're calling it.
You're calling them out. I'm checking off Adam's message here, yeah.
David Walliam is allergic to tomatoes. No, he's not. Not that I know of, anyway.
Monks.
Monks live in a monastery.
Right.
Nuns can also live there. Or monastics. Yeah, but like the monks live in a monastery.
What would happen if the monks had a few beers in their monastery and the nuns were there? Right.
Oh, they're well known for brewing their own beers.
Okay, right.
If you were in the city of Tokyo, you would be in Japan.
Nice, yeah, Japan, very good. Nice place, yeah. Never been. Sure it is, though.
The dying art of taxidermy is stuffing animals.
It's a bit weird, anyway.
It's a bit weird. Wouldn't be for me. Cinco is the Spanish for five.
Right.
And Bart Simpson's sisters... Everyone knows Lisa, but you have to kind of think for Maggie, don't you?
No, Jim, you don't. So, Adam, we said I'd go and look at the press and see what sort of Strawberry Alarm Clock cuddle mugs are in there, because they're all signed by people.
There wasn't €1,000 there now.
Well, we were kind of having a chat during Dermot Kennedy, and we were like... Cuddle mug's a nice thing to win, isn't it?
Signed one.
Yeah.
Like some
signed,
of the Hosier rugby players. And
famous people.
Really big, famous people.
And then we were like...
It's January though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a long month. Everyone's smashed.
Very long.
So, I know you weren't a caller, but like...
Would you like to get your big Deasley hands on a grand, would you?
would you take a grand?
I'd absolutely love it. I'd love it. I don't believe you. Oh, brilliant.
Happy January.
Thank you so much. That is absolutely great news.
That is great news. Well done, man.
I'm delighted. Thank you so much.
What's it going on?
Probably the wife and kids.
Right.
You probably had a few expenses last month that you need paying off, yeah?
Yeah, a few, yeah. Definitely.
Right. Well, listen, you've got €1,000. Well done. We thought we'd throw that in as a surprise.
Yeah.
It's the first
amazing.
Time we've ever done it like that.
Amazing.
And you were the first in. So many people got the right answers. So hard luck to everybody else, but like, wow.
We just thought, let's rip up the rules this morning. It's January.
Fantastic.
Let's change someone's week or maybe even month. Right.
Well, you've definitely made my month and I really appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
Well, you can confirm for the tape that there was no Googling involved or anything like that.
No, not whatsoever.
You were too quick. We could tell by the time you came in. Yeah, yeah. No,
pulled in at the side of the road.
Nice one. Excellent job.
Now you can point to that spot you pulled in. So, yeah, I won €1,000
exactly,
over there.
Yeah. Right there.
Exactly.
All right, Adam, have a good day. Good luck.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much, guys.
Take it easy.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Class. Some reaction to it on WhatsApp. Amazing.
Kids in the car, kids in the car. Everyone is a little star.
You know they are.
Early on the Strawberry, they chat to Jim and Nobby. Kids in the car on FM 104.
If you had a time machine, kids, would you go forward, would you go back, where would you go?
So these are great answers, by the way.
Very impressive. Will we play?
Hi, Jim and Nobby. If I had a time machine, I would go back to next week and get the winning lotto numbers and then I'll come back.
You'd have 19 million then.
You'd share with those male people.
Jim and Abby. My name is Bella. And if I were to go back in the future, I would make someone stop COVID.
Brilliant, Bella. Great answer. Great answer. I love it.
Hi, I'm Fiona and I'll go back to the 80s to see Rick Astley.
Fionn, are you okay?
Fionn, how do you know it's, who in your house is a Rick Astley fan?
Hi, I'm Callie and I'm 5. And I really... And I want to go back to the dinosaurs because I want to be a paleontologist. And can I please have a cuddle mug?
A paleontologist? Fantastic.
Impressive.
Are these good answers?
How do we spell that, Jim?
Hi, my name is Charlie. I'm 7 years old. And if I had a time machine, I would go into the future to see real-life robo-dogs. Bye!
Robo-dogs? I never would have thought of that, ever.
Rubble on the double.
Robo-dogs.
Hi, Jim and Abby. My name's Gayla. And if I had a time machine, I would go and see unicorns. Bye! And I have a little brother, Reen, and I'm 7. Say hi, Reen.
Hi.
Hi, Rain.
Morning, Rain. How are you? And one last.
Would Rain go with her to see the unicorns, yeah?
Probably.
I think that's what he said.
You'd have to.
Hi, mine's Jacob. Where I want to go is for holidays with my family.
Yes.
We'd all love that.
Yeah, well, a time machine.
Now, kids, speaking of paleontologists, there's one called Robert De Palma, and I don't know if any of you guys know your great-great-granddaddy, David Attenborough. I'm sure lots of you know who he is. He has a new show coming out later on this year all about dinosaurs.
Yeah, he's going on Sundays at the moment called Green Planet.
They're going to bring them back to life. So he went around with his paleontologist for 3 years and he'd been searching for lots of new evidence. So later on this year, BBC, David Attenborough will bring dinosaurs back to life. And I, for one, am looking forward to that.
I'd watch anything he's in.
Yes.
Thanks, kids. They were brilliant answers. We might do that again tomorrow. It was so good.
Yeah.
The answers are excellent. Keep coming in.
Have a good day in school. Enjoy a little break and big break. Little box, big box.
So Gaga has gone on Twitter and posted, "I'm so grateful to receive the Icon Award from the Palm Springs Film Festival. The award is an honour and a reflection of you all."
I think sometimes we focus so much on a singular icon that we forget to seek out icons that are already all around us. Icons like your grandmother, your school teacher, your neighbor. I even bet some of you have called your best friend iconic.
One day I'll find the photographs in one of my hard drives where I was a meter from that woman and no one even cared.
She was playing keyboards and everything, wasn't she?
2008 or 9, Oxygen. And I mean, she was big, but obviously it wasn't the star she is now. You wouldn't be allowed near her.
No.
Now. Here I was, clicking away. Jeez, this is cool. Here's this new artist, Lady Gaga. Isn't she amazing? She's playing a keyboard with one leg up in the air, one arm going this way. And there she is.
Something else.
Matt.
Ricky Gervais wants to join the Marvel Universe as a superhero. He was asked how well his afterlife character, Tony Johnson, would cope as a Marvel character.
Is there a Marvel character where he's just angry and sarcastic? Angry, sarcastic man. That would be good.
There's room for Tony. I'm calling it. I want a producer credit as well.
I'm up for it. As long as there's a lot of sitting down. I'll do any action movie as long as there's a lot of sitting down.
That could be his superpower. Just sat down.
He just sits down.
He could
yeah.
just spin on a chair and just fire things.
I'm in.
The pub scene, the cafe with the baby scene, what you look for in a man scene. There's just so much in it.
Have you seen Elbows Off the Table scene yet?
No.
Oh, dear.
No.
I'm
3.5 in.
Ladies, if you've ever been on the worst date ever, this guy's going to beat it. Peacemaker promo, the Codeless Travel. This is John Cena's Suicide Squad spin-off. Bit of a mouthful, but if you're into it, you're going to love it. It's on HBO Max, and it sounds like this.
What's it called again? Peacemaker?
The Codeless Travel, yeah. Peacemaker. That's Thursdays.
Very good.
Noyan.
What?
Noyan.
Right.
We're saving the world from a f***ing alien invasion.
Butterflies can use any life form as a host.
Chihuahua?
Probably wouldn't fit.
Would be cool, though.
This is getting goofy.
I need to talk to Detective Song now!
I'm no rat, but I'm spilling everything.
Technically, that exactly makes you a rat.
I was issued an arrest warrant. Get the troops together. Let's go get Peacemaker.
What the f***?
Woo! And Frankie Lampard was caught one hand on his coffee, one hand on his phone, no hands on the wheel.
Ah, Frankie.
And someone went up and take a photograph of him. It ended up going to court, but Mr. Loophole, who is the solicitor who gets David Beckham, Jimmy Carr, Alex Ferguson, Ronnie O'Sullivan, Jeremy Clarkson, all men breaking rules behind the wheel, and he saved him somehow.
Well, he said, look, he managed Chelsea. He wasn't at the wheel there either.
He'd been due to appear in court yesterday, but his lawyers successfully argued that it could not prove the phone was switched on.
Oh, yeah.
The device is in your hand, though, in the law in Ireland, anyway. It doesn't matter what it was doing.
Mike Tyson and Jake Paul are verbally agreed to have a fight worth $49 million.
Why would they do that now?
I don't know. Is that the equivalent of Brian McFadden claiming Stephen Cluxton?
God, that's a fight everyone would love to see.
I'd love to see. But like, it's ridiculous. Like, the odds are stacked against you, Brian. But I'd pay to see it.
Oh my God.
Come on.
After you're winning these fights and taking everybody down, at some point you're like, I'm unstoppable. I'm invincible. And I think it's a scary thing, but it's also almost, it's necessary, I think, if you want to be the best. So, but you have to, like you said, be able to manage and control it and use and harness that power. But it's definitely something where, like, after these fights, you know, you feel invincible.
Seeing Coppersaw, yeah.
He's 30 years older, don't forget, and retired.
Saw a nice thing this morning. Netflix have donated, and why wouldn't they? They've got lots of money, and it's only a start. But they've put 25 benches around the UK from Afterlife, and there's a QR code on the bench. And if you're having negative thoughts and you're not in a good place, you can scan the QR code and it'll directly bring you to help. And it's directly off the back of Afterlife.
Ah, oh, that's nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is nice.
A little cultural impact.
I'm watching The Tourist. You know, do you know the girl from Line of Duty? Oh, she was only in the last season. She's very pretty. I can't remember her name. I don't know anybody's name anymore.
She a copper?
She was a copper, yeah.
Yeah.
But everyone assumed she might be undercover. Anyway, she's in The Tourist with...
Jamie Dornan.
And she's the two of them are excellent at it.
It's a good little show.
Love that show. So a fella got married for the second time.
Right. Okay.
And his friend was the best man.
Okay.
But it turns out that his friend was the best man at his first marriage.
I was going to say to you, it was the same one.
Yeah, well, if it's your best mate, you probably get it.
I know, but like, the jokes are going to be pretty intense. Like,
well, this is the thing. So people have, this has split the room. So this is on Reddit, and the groom has put up this story and said, well, what do you think of this? Am I, who's the, you know, here, what here? Is it him or is it me? So like, best man speech traditionally is you get a bit of ribbing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But like, if you were going to be somebody's best man, you might, you'd run past a few things first, wouldn't you?
I know some people that they want to approve the entire script from start to finish.
Well, not even approve the script. It's like, I'm gonna mention your first wife.
Right.
You'd probably bring that up.
Yeah, it's kind of an elephant in the room.
Yeah, it's an elephant in the room. So this guy gets up and he goes, hello everyone, I was the best man at whatever, Brian's first marriage, so welcome back everybody. It went down great in the room. Huge laugh.
Yeah,
huge,
that's alright.
The bride thought it was hilarious.
Yeah.
Everybody, because he was previously married, so like everybody knows
welcome
that. Everybody
back,
knows
everybody.
Him, knows he was married to
all
before.
The same people are going to be there.
He was, yeah, so exactly.
Apart from one obvious person.
They might even be in a similar hotel. I don't know where they were, but like, welcome. That's a brilliant opener.
Oh, that's good.
I think.
Is there a problem?
Yes. A couple of drinks in, groom's over. You shouldn't have brought up my previous marriage.
For God's sake.
You embarrassed me. And so this is why it split the room. People are saying, yeah, if he's your best pal, you should say, look, I've got a killer line. Just the mentions that you were married before.
Yeah, but it's just...
And like,
let's just welcome back everybody. There's
welcome
no order.
Back everybody. Here we are again. I think it's great. But anyway, so the groom wasn't happy. Everybody else was, though.
Yeah.
I think if I was the groom, if the bride was laughing and all my mates were laughing.
Come on.
And everybody in the room got it, I'd be okay with it. Even if I thought, oh, yeah. You know, maybe it's a bit sensitive. I don't know. But
still.
I think the best man should have probably run it past him. Look, I'm going to do a joke about your previous wife. And then I'm going to move on.
But then the first question would be, okay, what is it? I can't tell you.
Can't
it'll
tell
ruin
you.
The joke.
It is a great line.
But I think there's been a lot worse said about people getting married for the first time, just the once, about stag parties and people crying in the room. And
so the best man, he found that joke online. He's not the first best man to do two. It's for the same guy.
Yeah.
And he found it and thought, I have to use that.
Wow. Well, if you've got a mate who got married really young and they're still relatively young, there you go. That's your opener, isn't it?
Yeah. So, I mean,
Welcome back, everybody.
I've seen best man speeches completely nail it, like unbelievable. Usually when people do a really great one, they put it online.
Mm.
There's some brilliant ones on YouTube. But when it goes wrong, it's really bad.
Yes, of course. Do clear it, but that one I can see why you wouldn't.
That's a good one. I think it's good.
And what a turnaround story. It really could be a film, but there's several Premiership clubs interested in Christian Eriksen. A mere, is it seven months after what happened?
Oh, he's a good manager, yeah.
He wants to get back involved.
So Everton, there's Lampard, Eriksen, the special one. They're all sort of rumoured to be potentials.
I feel like the special one's taking a bit of time out. He just wants to enjoy yachts or whatever.
Yeah, but I mean, he's going through Premier League teams like there's nobody's business. His fourth one.
We all know someone like that in real life. They just keep moving around in the same companies.
Is that a red flag for an interviewer? Like, if you go in and say, right, you've worked in 10 different companies in the last 10 years, why do you keep moving? Is that a red flag that you're never happy?
Because I'm so great, I keep getting poached. That could be a good answer. Yeah, but then equally, if it's Jose, you're like, yeah, but it's Jose. Come on, you have to have a chance. What if?
Yeah.
You know? So, that's the story. Brentford are interested, first of all, anyway. So,
have you seen Ted Lasso yet?
No, because you and Pod, you turned me off it. You were like, it's not grand.
No, okay, tell you what. So, the first season is really good. Second season gets a bit wishy-washy like EastEnders. And there's not enough Ted in it. And then the last two episodes of Ted Lasso of the second season are really good. And the third season is being filmed starting next month.
And what made you go back after being out?
I just thought, I did enjoy it. I just wanted to see the end of it.
Okay.
But there's a lot more Ted near the end, and it's good.
Right.
So, yeah, it got very like EastEnders. It was just an awful lot of people sitting around crying.
You haven't watched EastEnders in a decade.
I know, yeah.
How do you know what it's like?
Because once you've seen soap for more than 5 years, you've seen all soap. Everything else just goes in circles.
You can dip back into them now.
People are getting married, people are having affairs, people are falling downstairs, people are doing drug deals.
There's smashing pint glasses in pubs.
A lot of cups of tea, a lot of get out my pubs. And that's it. You've seen it.
Yeah, that's true.
There's nothing new. What else? What can they do? People coming out, they've done that now.
Done everything.
There's nothing they haven't done yet.
Bury them under the concrete in the cellar in the pub. All done.
Yeah.
And that's why there's Netflix and Disney Plus. It's F104. Come here. I'm not sure if everyone wants to live till 90. Depends how you're feeling today, I suppose. But if you exercise for half an hour a day, your chance of living to 90 is increased by 30%.
Wow. And what kind of exercise does it say?
Whatever. Just whatever increases your heart rate. Makes you sweat.
Get a sweat. Get your sweat on.
You do need to sweat. Just a little bit. You don't have to be dripping, but okay. 90 minutes is the ideal time. I mean, who has time? But half an hour. 90.
It's pretty good, isn't it?
If you're kind of looking, going, oh man, the old January slump, the gym is still, I'm still trying. It might motivate you. I don't know.
It's good.
I don't know. I know a lot of people that like all the intentions were there the first week in January, walking after work, running at 5 in the morning, whatever it is.
How's you getting on with your dry January? Did you have a wet patch?
And what do you replace it with?
It's called the weekend in the middle of January.
Yeah, weekends don't count.
That's a wet patch. What do you mean they don't count?
They don't count. You know it's the weekend.
You know the way Lent?
Yeah.
Even in Lent, there's a Paddy's Day, you can have some chocolate, can't you?
Does it? Paddy's Day always cover Lent, I suppose.
Yeah, right in the middle of Lent.
It's a late Easter.
Right,
that's an Irish thing. That's
even
Jesus wasn't going across the desert.
Jesus didn't head back and have an arrow egg.
No.
So,
what chocolate would be into?
Even in Lent.
Something dark, I'd say. Dark chocolate.
Yeah. Even in Lent, Irish people have a sort of a break in the middle.
Mm.
So if it's dry January, it's a wet patch. If you do dry January.
Sounds like you're having a wet patch yourself.
If you have a dry January and you make it all the way through.
Yeah.
give yourself a pat on the back, because only 25% of people make it.
And if you're having a 0.0 something, does that count? Is that allowed?
Yes. Of course it does.
But there's a tiny, tiny bit in it, is there?
No,
not?
No, there's none. So there's zero zeros, right? There's
nothing,
some,
nothing,
there's some
nothing.
That have a tiny bit and some that have nothing.
So if you're having a black and white 0.0,
yeah,
that's still dry January.
Here's the thing, is I heard the comedian Lee Mack talking about this, because
yeah,
he got into Buddhism, right?
Okay.
And he gave up alcohol and he gave up meat.
Right.
And so that's part of being Buddhist, right?
Yeah.
And he said that when he goes for a beer, it's the first beer, when you sit down with your friends, say on a Friday evening, and you have that big golden whatever in front of you.
Yeah.
And that's the best bit. But it never gets that good again.
He's kind of right.
Yeah. So he said, if that's the bit and it never gets that good again, so he replaced it with, so he's the guy who recommended that one.
Other things that make you go, ah.
It's a fizzy drink that looks like a fizzy drink, but it's 0.0, right?
Yeah.
I can mention that because it's not alcohol, can't I?
Oh, do whatever you want.
Freedom, it's called.
Freedom.
Freedom.
Right.
Little blue can. And he said that's the best. He did a test. He got all the non-alcoholic beers and all 50 of them. Tried them all, and he said that's the best by far.
It's a good taste challenge.
And it is. If you are on dry January and you don't want to have a wet patch, but you want to have the goo taken off you, yeah?
Yeah.
Get yourself a 0.0, lash that into you.
Only, and that's all you need.
You don't diesel away with those. You know, you don't overdo
diesel
it.
Diesel away.
You wouldn't have more than one or two.
No, that's true.
It's just refreshing. So you have that, and then you go, okay, now I'm okay. And off you go again.
That's how you get to February.
Yeah.
Right.
So... Wet patch weekends.
I must try that. I must try that.
Or Lee Max alcohol free.
It's F104.
Katy Perry's lining up her next collaboration. She's already having great success with Alesso, but now she's lined up Zedd, producer Zedd, who's worked she worked with them three years ago on the song 365.
If you want to see, if you want to have some envy, go on to YouTube and just type in Zedd's house. Oh my God. Oh my God.
What's it got?
Ah, like remote controlled curtains and just the views, and I don't know why it's on YouTube. I think it's Zedd doing the tour. Anyway,
I think
it's impressive.
They did a series of those with really, really wealthy people's houses.
It's kind of like Cribs, but just with a YouTube
spin on it. It's Look at All My Stuff kind of vibe.
Yeah. Bit showboaty.
Rihanna is the wealthiest singer in the world.
Okay.
She's also launched her underwear range. She modelled a 50 euro purple bra with matching briefs, Snobby.
Matching briefs, Snobby. I'm not going to be wearing them.
No, I know, but you might buy them for the person in your life that you might want to wear that stuff. Savage X Fenty, anyway, the collection. She's modelling. She's going up the stairs, but it looks like it's not a great picture.
Why? What's wrong with it, Jim?
Well, it looks like they're using a dodgy flash. It looks like it's.
Or she's given a dodgy flash.
No, it looks like, you know, pictures you take from an apartment when you're selling it.
Yeah.
She's right. Going up the stairs. It doesn't,
give us a look,
it
will
doesn't
you?
Look like a professional photograph. It looks like.
Right,
something
right.
She did with, not even right. An iPhone. It looks like a.
Well, if you go onto Daft today and you spot Rihanna going up a flight of stairs like that, I mean.
She's 33. She launched her brand in 2018. It's proved so popular. She's going to open 5 stores in the States this year. And she has the makeup range to go with that. And she's all the music.
Yeah, yeah, look. Yeah, fair play to her. She deserves it all.
Yeah.
And more.
Absolutely.
I've seen an interview with, I'm not sure if Rihanna's, I think she was estranged from her dad. I don't know if her dad's alive. I'd love to hear some interviews with her family just to, wouldn't that be interesting? Like a documentary about Rihanna, where she came from, footage of her as a kid singing. It's all very private. Maybe.
My favourite artists say nothing.
Okay, I knew you'd say that.
They do. I just think it's much better to be cool like that.
I know.
Jim Carrey has posted a hilarious, bizarre video to celebrate his 60th birthday. He's proved he's still hilarious as he celebrates his birthday. And he uploaded the video to Twitter.
Looking good for 60, bye.
To tell his fans that he's 60 and sexy.
I'm 60 and sexy. And tonight I'm having cream corn and strained peaches.
Ed's done it again. Well, Fireboy has done it with Ed. This is Peru. So Fireboy is from Nigeria, and this is a remix of Peru. I'm sure the Ed factor has helped. It's a good song, anyway, though. Peru, Everyone loves that song except for Michaela McCollum. I might bring back bad memories.
Baru. No, Baru. Thanks.
Baru. You're grand.
Baru. Forto.
It's F104. It's 9:54.
Okay, man.
Thanks for listening to FM World 4's Strawberry Alarm Clock podcast. Listen daily and don't forget to subscribe to get the latest episode straight to your device.